The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The one who sent درود unto the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once Allah رب العزة والجلال show him with 10 special mercies صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Viewers of Madani Channel, we are continuing from where we left When we were talking about Nadhara in Surur, Nadhara in Surur, that was among the du'as which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for the Ahlul Ilm, which that was the hadith which we did spoke about. Just only to refresh, allow me just to quote the hadith again for those people who did miss that episode, so that we will see where we are coming from that end. And it is narrated on the authority of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, reported in the book of Imam At-Tirmidhi that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal give him happiness, or we can say also that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him happy, because this nadara, that is the shining of the face which will illuminate from the heart. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal keep himself, the one who will listen to my discourse, the one who listen to my ahadith, then he preserve it, then he teach it to other people, and he spread it to other people. That is where we were talking about last time. Then we did explain about the nadara in some weddings, of which we tried to explain what is the nadara, what is this nadara which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he was talking about. Now we are going to continue from where we left. What is intended by saying this nadara, which is found on the one who listened to the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he preserved it, wa hafidhaha, then he memorized it, wa ballaghaha, then he convey it, then we say that it is due to the happiness which will be found inside within. How many people nowadays, they are looking for happiness? We are being also told in this hadith that if we also do the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal by listening to the ways of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we protect them and we preserve them and we spread them also, it is the means of whereby we'll have good contentment of the heart and a shining, glooming face. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal make us to understand. Then we come to a part whereby we need to explain a little bit of this part. Wa qawluhu, as for the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes perhaps the one who carries knowledge, fiqhi, the one who carries knowledge, or the one who has the understanding, if he carries this understanding, then he gives it on, he preach it on, ila man huwa afqahu minhu. You find that sometimes you can give it more to somebody who understand it more better than yourself. This is where we will be need to explain tanbihun. It is only a warning, or we can say only a calling, or only a reviving to show to us, a wake up call, to show us the benefit of making da'wah to the knowledge. For verily, the one whom we are going to make the nikiki da'wah upon, kad yakunu, maybe sometimes you will understand afhama min al muballigh, you will understand better than the muballigh. So maybe sometimes we find a scenario whereby the muballigh understand, of course, but when he give it to the muballigh, to the one whom he conveying unto you, understand it better than the one whom he is conveying. This is the reason why we normally encourage nikiki da'wah, that it is a venture which is more fruitful, because sometimes we'll tell people who shall understand more better than the way we understand it, then our religion will be also superb and it will be moving and flowing smoothly. Then the one whom he is conveyed unto, you will derive many madani pearl, like which were not derived by the muballigh. The one who convey, maybe he had less madani pearl which he derived from the, what you call this, be it an hadith or be it the knowledge which he has, then he conveyed to somebody, then that somebody, due to pondering, we've got a different intelligent level, then he can end up maybe deriving many, many madani pearls. This is, we are not saying the meaning, it is another thing whereby the ulama, they assume that it is the meaning of this hadith. We cannot have a precise hadith الله ورسوله أعلم وصلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أو يكون المعنى or sometimes we can say that the meaning is the one whom the Nekiki Dawah is made unto, the one whom is being conveyed unto, kad yakunu afqaha, maybe is most knowledgeable than the Muballagh himself. Then if he listened to this wording of the Holy Prophet hamalaha ala ahsani wujuhiha, then he will do justice unto it in a beautiful manner. Then he started to deduce some Islamic rulings which were going to help the Ummah, and he will understand more better the intended desire of that particular speech. Another hadith which we are going to study today, Al-Amr, a command which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, بِالتَّبْلِيغِ الْعِلْمِ, to convey knowledge, to make nekiki da'wah. Today we are going to learn and to listen to this hadith to show us the importance of knowledge. Abdullah bin Amr قال, on the authority من hadith Abdullah bin Amr رضي الله تعالى عنه, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr رضي الله تعالى عنه, that he said قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بلغوا عني ولو آية, convey unto me even be it an ayah. We know that a command makes something imperative, makes something, the time frame of the command, it is now. When a command is being made, we must understand from it the time frame of the command, it is now, and it becomes something which is very, very important, and it must be executed. Al-amru al-wujub, sometimes the command can make something wajib, but nevertheless, the Holy Prophet ﷺ commanding us, ballighu, make tabligh, convey anni from me, walau aya, be it a single verse. And the one who will lie upon me, the one who will speak the thing which he knows that I never say those things, muta'ammidan intentionally, falyatabawwa, he is preparing maka'adahu minan nari, he is abode in hellfire. So this, we are told that we must make this tabligh, we must convey unto the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the limits were set that we must do so accurately. May Allah make us to be accurate in as far as the sunnah is concerned. وقال, and then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, let the one who is present from amongst you inform the one who is absent. All these are the command of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which shows that ilm must be spread. We are not talking about that if you've got knowledge, you're able to spread it. It is a virtue of knowledge, because this is something which will benefit the whole universe, the whole humanity at large. So we learn from it, فَأَمَرَ رَسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ commanded بِالتَّبْلِيغِ, with conveying anhu from him, because in that many people after listening to this, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be guided, because knowledge will spread. And for the one who will spread, you will get also the reward from it. If you spread, then you get the reward of it. If anybody is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that, you will also have got a share from that. So this is among the virtues of knowledge, which people, they have got to learn knowledge, because it is something of which if you spread, if anybody is guided, then it will come back also in your account. وَكُلَّمَا, whensoever, the more the you spread the knowledge, the more the meter of the sawab will be moving in your account. You will get the reward is given to whomsoever has listened to whatever you have said and practice it. And whosoever is going to be guided بِذَلِكَ الْبَلَاغُ, to whatever nikiki da'awa, which the مُبَلِّغُ, which is me, is making, whosoever is going to get what you call this, your tabligh, your effort, your nikiki da'awa, your infra, the koshish, whatever we can call it, but whosoever is guided with it and is affected with it, then your reward will be multiplied as per the numbers. And whosoever shall be guided with this, what you call this, even in future, then you get the ajr, even after your demise. Verily, because you are its caller to it. If only this also was not narrated, except only this one, then it was only also one proof enough to show us the importance of knowledge. And it is a sign of a lover, that you also look those people whom he is beloved, loved also. If you love your beloved, so whomsoever your beloved love, then you make sure that you also have got to love all those people. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love him, and so we must love the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by spreading also knowledge unto them, that will please the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also to bring more rewards into our accounts. Then we know that it was one of the desire of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he wanted knowledge to spread each and every single individual of his ummah. So the Mubaligh is doing so to make sure that the objective of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is fulfilled. If the objective of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is fulfilled, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ is happy at the end of the day. If the Holy Prophet ﷺ is happy at the end of the day, then Allah at the end of the day will be happy with us. This will be the most closest person to the Holy Prophet ﷺ and most preferred unto him. وَهُوَ نَائِبُهُ And will be like the representer, yani the naib, yani the substitute, the representer of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. وَخَلِيفَتُهُ فِي أُمَّتِهِ It will be like he will be acting as a khalifa of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in doing the maqsad of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which is to make sure that each and every one of the ummah will get the true classic teachings of Islam without addition, without suppression. And we conclude by saying in this hadith that this hadith, only this one which we heard, that it will be enough to boost our morale wa sharaf al-ilm and to show the importance of knowledge. Another point which we need to make is that the one who have got knowledge is the one who will be leading. It will be put in front to give him precedence. Actually, that is what it means. The precedence which is given somebody with Islamic knowledge, it is also to show the importance of Islamic knowledge, that if with the knowledge, the ilm, you will get the precedence. That we find that the Holy Prophet ﷺ also, it was his norm that he used to put in front the one who was more knowledgeable. If some, there are people, of course, if they have got knowledge, the one who is more knowledgeable, the knowledgeable of them all in superlative form, is the one whom is going to be made a leader by the Holy Prophet ﷺ. He used to look at the knowledge level of the Sahaba, and those ones with more knowledge were giving more post or high post or best the knowledge. So if there's any post which is high, we look at the one who is knowledgeable, then he will take the post. Like in nowadays in the angles, especially where we are living nowadays, we find that even if we are eating, many people, they prefer not to make a scholar, an alim, to start to eat first. Then the general will start to follow. They give precedence unto him. If there's anything, if there's anything to pick, the scholar is giving precedence. So if they want to go out, even want to come out from a gathering, then we give precedence to the scholars. Then the first precedence is given to them. Why? Due to the respect of the knowledge which they have got. This is not only a norm or a practice which we are getting nowadays, but actually it is traced back from the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are about to reach to the end of this episode, but allow me now to also to put to talk about the best people. That will be one of the most important thing whereby people want to be best in life. We find some people, they are buying best cars, and some of them, they are building mansions so that they can be recognized in the society, so that people, they can call them best people. But in Islam, we are being told who are the best from amongst us. And in Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, annahu qal, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayrukum, the best from amongst you, man ta'allama al-Qur'ana, are the people who learn, who goes and study the Quran, who studies the Quran, wa'allamahu, then after getting mastery in the Holy Quran, they goes on and teach it. Now when we talk about learning the Quran, we want the viewers of Madani Channel to understand that we'll be talking first thing first, to learn its huruf, that is the huruf, the Arabic huruf. And for each and every huruf, we must know its points of articulation, that is its rule of tajweed, its makharij, its point of articulation, and etc., how it behaves when it is sandwiched with other letters. This is how the one who learns these things and understand it and put it in the practice and start to teach other people, this one is considered to be the best. The most important of aspects of his learning, that is to learn the Quran and to understand its meanings and to try to work hard and to listen like how normally we have got each and every Fajr Salah, we explain the three verses. So if one have got to do and follow up with it and try to learn the Holy Quran and try to teach it, the one is recorded as to be the best from among the people. Viewers of Madani Channel, this is what we have got to say in as far as this episode is concerned. In a quick review, today we heard about the importance of, number one, learning the knowledge and practicing it and preaching it to other people. Then we were told by the Holy Prophet ﷺ that it is a command from the Holy Prophet ﷺ, Al-Amru lil wujub. The command of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the command which we hear from Sharia, it makes something to be, its time frame will be now, and it will be becoming an imperative for us to do those things. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ commanded us that the one who studied any knowledge of Islam, the one who studied any wordings from the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he must do so accurately, and he must preserve it. After preserve it, then he must spread it to another. Then we are told also the dua of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which he made for the people of knowledge. Now we are being now told the best of the people, that the best of the people, they are those people who learn the Quran and then they teach it. Then also again, we were told that actually whenever precedence or giving tafadhul, to give preference between the group of people, if there is any group of people, then the preference is going to be given to the scholar. Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal put this in the mizan of good deeds in our scale on the day of judgment, and may He forgive our shortcomings. And if we mention something which is good, it is from Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand and to act according to our madani in amat, and try to ponder and to seek knowledge whilst it is too late. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.